The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
One word comes to mind when you think of the boys' basketball series between Clay and Pickett counties here in the 21st century. Dominance. The Bulldogs have absolutely owned the Bobcats. In the past 28 meetings, Clay County has 26 wins to only two losses and has beaten Pickett County in 14 straight. These teams have met in eight prior district championship games during Coach Edwards' tenure, and once again, Bulldog dominance has ensued, with the black, purple, and gold winning seven and losing one. The reigning Class A state champions take the floor tonight, determined to continue what they and their predecessors have turned into a rite of passage in Bulldog country, dominating the Bobcats. The feature game of the year has arrived as the District 7A tournament reaches its climax with the 2022 Boys Championship.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our second broadcast of the boys basketball postseason. For the fourth time in five nights, we're out here high atop the visiting bleachers at Livingston Academy. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to be on hand calling this District 7A Boys Championship action for you. Joining me soon will be former head coach Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by a man whose personal hatred of Hickey County runs as deep as the main channel of Dale Hollow Lake, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you, sir, for that kind introduction, Daniel. It's good to be here. This gym's filling up. It's going to be packed for this feature game here, not just in District 7A, but across the state. Two of Class A's best going at it between Pickett County and Clay County. And, this is our second district championship game in as many nights. And like last night, it's going to be a dandy. You don't get any better than Clay County and Pickett County boys games.
It don't. Two of the most supportive communities around these great programs. It's a family affair, so to speak. It all comes out here in these big matchups.
And this one, it's got plenty of build-up, too. Two top five teams in Class A, two Mr. Basketball finalists, and honestly, two of the favorites to win it all. I can't wait for this one to tip off.
Certainly not. Third of what could be five meetings this year.
We hope so. Of course, none of that would be possible. We wouldn't be here sitting at Livingston Academy without our sponsors, Daniel. We can't thank them enough. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy out in racks right now. I spread them around town earlier, Daniel, in the rain. So we hope folks will pick up a copy of the paper. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper, what is in the paper in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest Free Game Show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper that's out in ranks right now with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The Bulldogs had their hands full in the conference semifinals opening minutes before they kicked it into high gear and blew out Red Bull and Springs 81-47 to have a shot at winning their four straight district title here tonight. Clay County found themselves down 16-11 at the end of the first quarter and by six in the second, before Jeff Spivey posted six straight points to tie the game at 19. And the Dogs battle back to lead 36-28 at intermission. Spivey, who made five three-pointers in the contest, scored a career-high 24 points, and Grant Strong nearly matched him with 22 more, which was a deadly combination for Red Bullen. The senior duo did most of their damage in the third quarter, where they combined to score 22 of Clay County's 24 points, an effort which put the game away. The Dogs outscored Red Bull 24-11 in the third frame to go ahead 60-39 heading into the fourth quarter, where reserves finish off the 34-point win. Jimmy Burchett also had 7, Nate Adams 6, Bryce Bailey 5, Lance Burchett 5, Eli Smith 4, Andrew Smith 3, Kyler Westmoreland 3, and Keaton Arms 2. It was close early, Daniel, but not late.
No, it wasn't. And, we got everything we needed out of that one. A bit of a first half that tuned us up for this big game, and then a nice second half to rest and let the younger guys play.
No doubt. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from in your Delhalla Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Pickett County in the District 7A title game here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the Carquest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A tournament update. We'll go ahead and hit on 8A as well as we go through this. This one started off what has been now, Thomas, 8 days ago when we saw in the quarterfinals Red Bull and Springs beat Clark Range to advance into that semifinal action against Clay County. Of course, Clay County won that one as Thomas got done chronicling. The other semifinal action saw Pickett County earned their way into this title game by downing Gordonsville by a 10-point deficit, 51-41. The consolation game just wrapped up in front of this when it was a tight contest between Red Bull and Springs and Gordonsville. I didn't jot down the final score, but Gordonsville did win by around 14 points the difference. So Gordonsville, the 3 seed, coming out of this tournament. Red Bull and Springs, the 4 seed. And obviously this title game we're about to call going to determine seeds 1 and 2. Looking at District 8 and the upcoming Region 4 tournament that will be starting this coming Saturday night for boys, we see that the number 4 seed of District 8 is Knowledge Academies, the number 3 seed, Joe Burns, the number 2 seed, Drysdale County, and the number 1 seed of District 8 is East Robertson. So Thomas, Pickett County and Clay County, depending on who wins and loses, will be matching up, we know, with either Joe Burns or Knowledge Academies.
Yeah, and, both teams that our District 7A squad should be able to handle pretty easily, Daniel. Now, you take Gordonsville, big win for them tonight in the consolation game. It got them away from the number 1 seed. They're not having to go to East Robertson. They'll make the trip to Trousdale County. So that was a big game between Red Bull and Gordonsville, really.
It was. A team already, Gordonsville, has beat Trousdale twice in regular season play. So the Region 4A tournament will pick up with the quarterfinal action coming this Saturday night, February 26th, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Those are satellite games, so Clay County will be at Joe Sims Gym for theirs. I have heard talk of contacting whoever it is we're going to play tomorrow and ask them to play a doubleheader on Friday night, girls first, then boys second, even though it would be against different opponents. So we'll update you on that as we know more. That is in the works, though. That has been the District 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? The Bug Busters. They ain't afraid of no bugs.
Member FDIC.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, When it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlong Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does. Kick it off.
Well, Daniel, my apology tonight. I think the dogs need to head into this one knowing they've already seen Pickett County's best shot and survived. I'm not saying they need to think they've got it in the bag, just that they need to play with confidence. I think tonight's the night the defending champs start playing like champions, because that's who they are, Daniel. And, they've been here, done that. The experience is going to make a difference here tonight. And I think we're fixing to witness Grant Strong turn it up a notch too, guys. Class A's best player, Class A's best team. That's a pretty solid combination in big games like this, don't you think, Coach Watson?
Clay County playing for their fourth consecutive district tournament title. Coach, you may be muted. Let's see. You'll have another chance in a minute. Coach Watson had a good breakdown of things right there. He was muted. We apologize for that. Coach, Clay County playing for their fourth consecutive district title. Clay County seniors Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, and Grant Strong have never lost a high school basketball game to Pickett County. Does a bit of overconfidence perhaps creep in, or are these guys humble about it and ready to go to work?
I don't think I've ever seen that out of this team. I think they come out on the floor every night feeling like, you know, there's a monkey on their back and they got to knock him off, and I think that's kind of the way they play. They treat every game like, well, today's game is the game.
That's right. Don't matter if it's for a district gold, state gold, or just a pickup game on the playground.
Absolutely.
Hopefully it'll be another great night. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashlong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Going to go ahead now and announce the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting team on the scoreboard, the Pickett County Bobcats, they are the number 2 seed in this District 7A tournament. Their head coach, Joseph Aminette, 6th season overall. All of them at Pickett County, 19-6 record on the year. Tonight they wear their travel black jerseys, yellow riding and yellow numerals on them trimmed in white. Starting for Pickett County, a senior number 3, Will Aminette. Senior number 15, Zach Aminette. Freshman number 11, Jacob Aminette. A sophomore number 35, Heath Wattenbarger, and a senior number 34, Hunter Wattenbarger. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team on the scoreboard. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. The head coach of the Bulldogs, Rob Edwards, 22nd season overall, 496 wins to 197 losses, 18-6 record on this year. They are the number 1 seed out of District 7A here. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A junior number 13, Keaton Arms. Senior number 2, Eli Smith. Senior number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. State Farm starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there. Offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Here we go, folks. Clay County going to be working at the hoop to our left in the first half of play. Pickett County the hoop to our right as we sit high atop the visiting bleachers. It's going to be Heath Wattenbarger and Grant Strong stepping in to tip for it to open this one up. Clay County has won 14 straight contests over Piggott County. They have won 26 of the last 28. Lots of black, purple, and gold dominance lately. Let's hope it continues. Here is the tip. Strong controls it. Eli Smith's going to pick it up. A raucous and rowdy crowd on hand for this one. Both student sections are filling up the section off to our right as they watch the game get underway. Strong with it at right wing. Drives baseline. Gets to the rack. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Eli Smith. Run away. Kicks it out to Spivey. He hits it. Three-pointer left wing. Oh, his whistle's blown it dead.
Oh, they've called us out of bounds.
It was so loud in here.
No, we've got 3 points up.
Said Eli stepped out of bounds when he got the rebound and gathered it there, Daniel.
He was extremely close.
What a great play by Smith right there.
We've got 3 points out of it, looks like.
So confusion early in this one?
No, they take it off the board.
Every possession, so big, nobody wanting to give up anything. Coach Aminette already up. Coach Edwards in his seat as usual.
Like you say, Daniel, we've got 7:38 to play in an 8-minute quarter, and everybody's on edge already in a scoreless ball game.
Smith did step out of bounds officially. Spivey's three was no good. 0-0. Pickett with the ball. They have it for the first time tonight offensively. A turnover here. Oh, a foul going to be called against Will Avanette.
A little over-aggressive there.
Eli Smith picked the pocket of Zach Avanette. As Will and Eli went to the floor, Eli got to the ball sooner, and the first person of the contest goes against senior Will Aminette. Clay County back in possession of the ball, strong with it out top. Works to the left, kicks at the elbow, now to Burchett at right wing. Ball's kicked by Piggott County, Clay County to inbound from the baseline. 7:14 mark, first quarter, 0-0. Clay County has swept this series so far this year. They mercy ruled the Bobcats at home back in January. The last time they met in Salina, it was a tight one, 46-43, the outcome of that one. We see a foul now called against Clay County. The ball was inbounded. Keaton Arms had it on the post, and they call an offensive foul on Keaton. So either team with a personal foul to their credit. Zach Aminette out top, gives to his brother Jacob. Jacob now to Will. Will back to Hunter Wattenbarger at left wing. He's defended by Spivey. It's going to be a fun matchup to watch those two tonight.
Your adjustment defensively. They're switching every ball screen here, Daniel. Spivey caught over on Will Aminette here. I'm sorry, Strong. So they're switching out top instead of staying with these Piggott County guards as Jacob, the freshman, drives and finishes.
Scored from right block on the layup, put the Bobcats up 2-0, 6:30 mark first quarter. Eli Smith with it in right corner. Comes back out top. Coach Edwards now has exited that chair. Sends the play into his guy. Going to watch from his feet for a few moments. Strong out top. Spivey left corner. Three-pointer. Little short. Rebounded by Wattenbarger. Thrown out of bounds off of Keaton Arms. So Hunter Wattenbarger, with a good hustle, had the ball. He was falling out of bounds. Threw it off of Keaton. And the Bobcats maintained possession.
Another good look there for Spivey. Another wrinkle from Coach Edwards right there. We saw him ISO Grant Strong out of it. There's usually not much that happens besides Strong driving the basket. But Spivey come off a double pick out of the same set, Daniel, and got a good open look.
Eli Smith fighting through a screen there, picks up the foul. Almost thought it was an illegal moving screen. Piggott Kenny on them, man. Zach at left wing. Defended by Strong, takes him to the hole, kicks out to brother Will. Shot blocked by Jimmy Merchant. Keaton Arms comes up with the loose ball, gets to Grant Strong. He's across the timeline, penetrates, gets the left block, shot up, good. We're tied up 2-2, 5:40 mark. And Thomas, a moment ago, if I cut you off, I didn't mean to. It's loud in here, I couldn't.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for us to communicate tonight, but I love it.
Wattenbarger with it, right wing, kicks to Will Aminette. He fires a three, short from left wing, rebound Keaton Arms. Keaton looking sharp tonight, gives to Grant Strong. Grant across the timeline. Thomas, you were motioning him on, wanting to see Clay County play quickly. They do slow down, though. Jimmy Burchett, left wing, works against Jacob Aminette. Eli Smith, free throw line, a turnover, miscommunication between Smith and Burgett. So Pickett County taking back over. Coach, we're tied up 2-2, 5-10 mark of this first quarter.
Like a couple of boxers, we're just kind of feeding us each other out, throwing a short jab or two. No haymakers yet.
These teams know one another so well. They met four times last year. This is the third meeting this year. Jacob Amonet, three-pointer left corner, no good. Rebound, Jeff Spivey. Jeff going to come across the timeline, give it off to Grant. Grant communicating the play. Looks like we may be going back to a four on the baseline. No more of that double screen stuff Thomas was talking about. A nice pass inside to Keaton Arms. He can't hang on, though. Jacob Amonet comes up with the loose ball. Gives to Brother Zach. He comes in the front court. Wild shots. No good. And the loose ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of a Bulldog. We had a horrible view of it from here. I didn't see that, but it was literally as far away from us as it could be.
Well, just like he always does, Eli Smith laying out level with the floor, going after the loose ball there, Daniel. Looked like to me he knocked it off of Amonet and went out of bounds, but Clay County didn't get the possession.
Pickett County on the inbound with Amonet, gives his freshman brother Jacob. Jacob is a great player himself. Kicks it back out in the wheel into the paint, stops, shoots, does not score. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy quickly across the timeline, free throw line, gives to Grant Strong, three-pointer left wing, misses everything. Rebound Zach Amonet. And you can hear the Pickett County student section letting Grant know that he didn't hit anything. Here's another one that don't hit much, just the bottom of the net. Zach Amonet, three-pointer, top of the key, drains it, putting Pickett County in front, 5-2. Strong back with it for Clay County. Gives to Burchett at right wing. The junior point guard looks to 22-year veteran head coach Rob Edwards and resets the offense. Strong with it out top. Works against Hunter Wattenbarger. Uses an arm screen. Jump shot good. A smooth shot.
Yes, good screen.
3:25 and ticking. First quarter. 1-point ball game. Pickett County 5. Clay County 4. Zach Amonet, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Burchett. Jimmy into the front court. Down the right side of the lane. Kicks it outside to Keaton Arms. Now Strong out top. Works against Wattenbarger. Nice pass to Smith.
Great pass.
And Eli finishes with a bucket from left block. Good assist, good finish, and 2 more points for Clay County, who now have a 1-point lead, 6-5.
Yeah, great decision by Strong right there. He just shot the elbow shot and drained it. They collapsed on him there, left Smith underneath, and he found him, Daniel.
Eli Smith has turned into a lockdown defender here. Coach Edwards wanted a little closer action on Zach Amonet. This is the type of thing Amonet can't stand.
No.
And already we see the body language change on Zach Amonet from having Eli Smith all over him. A poor shot taken and missed by Pickett County. I believe it was the younger of the Wattenbargers. Rebound Grant Strong. 2:25 and ticking. Clay County back in their offensive front court. Strong out top. Burchett right wing. Now Strong right wing. Long jump shot. High off the glass. No good. Rebound. He's Wattenbarger. Quickly out to Zach Amonet. One-on-one against Burchett. He fires the three. Yes, sir. Zach Amonet feeling it tonight. 2 triples early in this one. Putting Pickett back in front. Spivey in the front court. To the rear. And Spivey scores. A beautiful baseline spin. And a bucket from left block. And he draws contact. Coach going to the line.
Absolutely. Got it tied up again.
8-8. It was 8-6. Advantage Pickett after the Amonet triple. But Spivey comes back down and has a big bucket to tie it up. Now Jeff at the line with an opportunity to give Clay County a 1-point lead. 2:04 mark, first quarter of this District 7A title game.
Got it.
Spivey good on that. The best free throw shooter on the team is an 82% shooter from that mark on the season. Hunter Wattenbarger out top. Picks up the dribble. Gives off to Jacob Amonet. Amonet has completely replaced Lohorn. Of course, Lohorn not dressed out for that. He must have an injury.
You see Jimmy Burchett battling with Zach Amonet right now, being really physical with him.
Burchett fighting through a couple of moving screens that we didn't get whistles on. And as the crowd lets everybody know they don't agree with the non-calls, Pickett County maintains possession. Hunter Wattenbarger out top. And now Keaton Arms starting to come now with some shutdown defense. For the first time this year, we see a big cheer for the Clay County defense trying to get them going. And a jump shot's good by Pickett. You hear them respond with their cheer. Best atmosphere of the season. Pickett County back in front. Strong the other way now. Jump shot no good. Got his own rebound. Put back
in.
Clay County back in front. 11-10. 1 minute left in this first quarter. Pickett with the ball. Clay County with the one-point lead. Jimmy Burchett defends Zach Amonette. Burchett feeling it. He loves these big moments. Here he is. Amonette loves him too. His third three-pointer of the first quarter. Zach Amonette showing why he's also a Mr. Basketball finalist alongside Grant Strong. Strong now with it out top for Clay County. 40 seconds and ticking. Strong works against Hunter Wattenbarger. Kicks to Bailey. Bailey, three-pointer, left corner, in and out, no good. Rebound, Heath Wattenbarger, the sophomore, pretty big on the boards.
Yeah.
He's a good rebounder. On the season, Clay County has out-rebounded their opponents, 744 to 596 coming into the night. And a foul call. It was Zach Amonette, a long two-point jump shot. Thomas, who drew the contact, got the foul.
Jimmy Burchett. Perfect elevation right there. Got his hand on the ball, Daniel. I thought it was straight up. Amonette gets the call. He's going to the line.
That's a 14 foul against Clay County. I missed one somewhere. I show one for Jimmy, one for Keaton, and one for Eli. Somebody else must have one. Zach Amonette hits the front end of his two free throws. Jimmy Virgie going to the bench here. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, and Eli Smith. 14.9 seconds left in this first quarter, and Pickett County with a lead here, 15-11. So I missed a bucket somewhere. Pickett had two there, and I missed the first one of those. 4 points the lead, 5 seconds left in the quarter. Strong right wing, works out top, long three-pointer shot, no good. Buzzer's going to sound. First quarter goes final here in the District 7A title game. At the end of one, it's Pickett County 15, Clay County 11.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Leverson Academy for the District 7A Boys Championship game, where Clay County trails 15-11 headed into the second quarter. And it's all about Zach Amonette for Pickett County right now. He's got 11, got all of those in the first quarter. Daniel, he's only averaged 12 points in the other two games against Clay County. So Amonette getting off early.
Absolutely. He's shooting well tonight. Pickett County with the ball here to open up the quarter. Coach, thoughts so far?
But this is the best game I've seen Amonette play in this whole season.
I agree.
Guess, that this start has been.
He is playing well tonight. Jacob Amonette with it on the inbound. Gives to Hunter Wattenbarger out top. Head coach Joseph Amonette up, sending his instructions in. Wattenbarger fires a three. And let me tell you something, folks. If they continue to shoot the three ball like this, it's going to be a long, hard night for Clay County. 4 3-pointers made so far by Pickett, 3 by Zach Amonette, 1 by Hunter Wattenbarger. I don't think anybody else has one.
No, you're on it, Daniel, and Pickett County shooting well. Like Coach said, we haven't seen this yet this season. Pickett County playing big. It's time for Clay County to step up their game.
Let's see if we can do it. Burchett with it, right wing. Clay County trails 18-11, 7 points the deficit. Gives to Spivey. Jeff with it. Works against Zach Amonette. Baseline drive jump shot. Yeah!
Good. Good job, Jeff.
Spivey, with each passing game, has continued topping himself. The final regular season game, he had a career high of 20 or 21 against Harriman. Then he topped that in the semifinal against Red Bull another night with 24. Need another big night out of him. Pickett with the ball. Wattenbarger, three, right corner, misses everything. Rebound, Grant Strong. Grant with it. Foul called against Jacob Amonette. Foul on the floor.
Foul on Jacob Amonette.
And you saw that look in Strong's eye right there. He's ready to play some ball, it looked like, Thomas.
Yeah, pushing the ball up the court. That's what Clay County needs right here, a little transition. But in order to get transition, you got to get Pickett County to miss a shot, Daniel.
18-13. Clay trails by five. Keaton Arms, jump shot, free throw range. No good. Hustle for his own rebound. What a play.
Hustled it out.
Keaton never stopped on the play, was able to throw it off of Heath Wattmarger's foot, and Clay County maintains possession. Spivey to inbound from the Clay County baseline. Works it into Arms. Keaton with it out top. Hands to Grant. Sets a screen for him. Grant works to the right. Backs up. Resets. 6:10 mark. Second quarter. Pickett 18. Clay 13. Burchett gets away with an extra step, perhaps. No whistles blow, though. And now a makeup call as Keaton Arms called for the charge. That's his second personal. Keaton just a big body. They called the charge.
I can't understand those kind of calls.
Looked more like just a power dribble and started to spin and keep it so big, the guy fell down.
A straight up spin move.
Right.
And the guy falls.
So he played it clean, nothing else he could have done. 5:55 and ticking, second quarter. Pickett back in possession, long three-pointer, Jacob Amanad, he knocks it down. The Bobcats came this from outside. We're clearly going to have to play a little tighter defense. Pickett in front by 8, 21-13, 5:35 and ticking, second quarter. I promise you this much, as Grant Strong fires a three, no good. This Rob Edwards team will not fold or get too upset. They'll follow the lead of their mentor, stay calm and keep fighting. And they're going to have to stay calm because Zach Amanin has two more from right block. The Pickett County faithful erupt, come to their feet. They feel it. And they're hungry for it. As we've said in this series, Clay County winners are 14 straight. Right now, it's all Bobcats, though. 5:24 mark, second quarter, timeout taken. Pickett 23, Clay 13.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, just saw Jeff Spivey with another bucket, drove into the paint. Looked like he was fouled. No whistles blew, though, but he adds another bucket, so he's picking up where he left off from the district semifinal game. 4:52 mark, second quarter, 23-15 right now, an 8-point deficit for Clay County. Thomas, Pickett County just shooting lights out right now.
There's not a whole lot you can do about that kind of shooting.
A turnover here. Grant Strong takes it away from the Bobcats. He's all the way into the front court. Whistles blow. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two.
They're going to make him earn every point.
23-15. So Clay trailing by 8. Thomas, anything that you see that jumps out other than Pickett County's 5 3-pointers?
That's pretty much it, Daniel. Zach Amanet, a baker's dozen here with about 4 minutes to play in the first half. We've got Grant Strong with 6 and Jeff Spivey leading the way for the Dogs with 7.
Strong misses the first of his 2 free throws. Second one to come. It's away and good.
Good.
7 points now, the Dogs trail. Halfway through this second quarter. Wattenbarger with it. Gives to Amanet. An easy pass over to Reagan. He scores and he's fouled. Eli Smith coming over. Eli didn't get much contact. That's one of those after the fact. Eli's wishing he would have went ahead and hammered him. He thought he played it clean and didn't even foul, but the official had other thoughts. So the freshman, Eli Reagan, at the line trying to complete the 3-point play, and he does so. 26-16. Pickett here with a 10-point lead. If you recall, when the teams met last year's District 7A title game, it was in Spalina at Joe Sims Gym, and it was an overtime game. As Jeff Spivey's called for a travel, he wants an explanation from the official because he did not understand it. Jeff better be cautious about talking to officials, though that can get you technical. Fortunately, looks like a pretty even-keeled conversation. Pickett County back into the front court. A block shot. Jake Amonette fired a three. It was blocked by Bryce Bailey. Ball goes out of bounds.
Last two possessions here for Clay County. We've seen full court pressure, Daniel. Coach Edwards trying to speed this game up a little bit, but the Bobcats are handling it pretty well.
A veteran team, these Bobcats. Several seniors. One burger inside on the inbound. Misses the shot. Rebound, Bryce Bailey, the junior, playing well. Gives to Grant Strong. He's into the front court. Left side of the lane. Jump shot. Good. Spun. Put it off the glass. Use several different tools out of the box on that.
Absolutely. Great shot.
Back to an 8-point contest. Pickett 26, Clay 18. Pickett having trouble getting across the timeline near a 10-second count. They do clear the mark, though. Get into their front court. Wattenberger with it at left wing. Both head coaches up. Coach Edwards cheering on his defense, encouraging them to play tight here. Bailey now defending Zach Eminette at right wing. Him and Burchett switch off through a screen. Jimmy now defending the senior sharpshooter. He has three triples. They all came in the first quarter, though. Gives back off to Wattenberger. Now across to Jacob Amonette. He works against Spivey. Loses the handle on the ball. Picked up by Reagan. Now back to Zach Amonette. Jump shot from left elbow. Good. Zach Amonette is...
He's on.
He is on. Shooting well. Pick it back in front by 10. Strong with it. Baseline pass to Eli Smith. A foul on the floor, though, against Wattenberger. Hunter Wattenberger picks up his first personal. Wattenberger named the District 7 regular season defensive MVP. In large part, as Thomas mentioned in our last broadcast, because he draws the assignment of defending Grant Strong, the toughest defensive role in the district. Who had the bucket on the inbound?
Just Spivey will in the inbound play, Daniel.
Spivey playing great, getting close to double figures. 2:50 and ticking, second quarter. 8 points the difference. Pickett leads 28-20. Wattenberger has the ball go off his hands out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover. Wattenberger was in the air when the ball came his way, and he's went down holding his right knee. Certainly hope that young man's okay. It was Heath, the sophomore. He's back up moving.
I think that might have been a little friendly fire between brothers right there as Hunter and the young Heath kind of got together to cause that turnover, Daniel.
2:40 and ticking. Kind of a big moment here, I feel like, Coach.
Yeah, this looks like a good spot where we can make a little bit of a move, maybe.
An attempted give-and-go between Strong and Smith. Good defense didn't allow Strong to get it back inside. He takes it back outside now. 2:25 and ticking, second quarter. Pickett County 28, Clay County 20. Strong with it out top. Swings to Bailey. Now Burchett in left corner. Back out to Grant. Grant with it at left wing. Back to Bailey. Three-pointer. Eli Smith locks it down, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Just like that, a five-point game. Pickett 28, Clay 23, minute 55, and Tiggin second quarter. As I mentioned earlier, Clay County, they can go down. That's fine, but they're not going to get upset. They're going to stay the course, follow the lead of Coach Edwards, and hang right in here. They find themselves down only two possessions right now. Pickett with it. Knowing they need a bucket to try to maintain this lead. Amonette into the paint. It was Jacob. Shot no good. Good defense by Bailey. Picked up by Spivey. Spivey now to Grant Strong. Strong, top of the key. Resets things. Minute 25 and ticking in this first half. On the floor for Clay County, Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, Jimmy Burchett, and Bryce Bailey. Burchett with it. Jump shot. 10-foot range. Good.
Bounced in. Good job, Jimmy.
3 points the difference. Pickett 28. Clay 25. Momentum turning back the black, purple, and gold way here. Coach Amonette is telling his youngest son, Jacob, slow down. 1 minute left in this half. He'll be content, if he can, to take just one shot.
Yeah, Clay County on a 7-0 run right here, Daniel. As Amonette kind of pushes Bailey to the ground. And Wattenberger ends the unanswered run there.
An offensive foul called against Grant Strong. It was Heath Wattenberger that scored from right block. And then Strong called for the offensive foul. And the Pickett County folks are applauding like they've won the state championship. 43.7 seconds left in this first half. Pickett taking back over. They have a 5-point lead over the defending Class A state champs. Bobcats 30, Bulldogs 25. This is exactly what we thought it would be so far.
Yeah, great game so far. You know, Clay County has kind of taken Pickett County's best shot, in my opinion, and they weathered the storm. It's a 5-point game. We're ticking down under 30 seconds.
20 seconds and ticking. Jacob Aminet out top, defended by Bryce Bailey. Down to 15 now. The freshman still with it, down to 10. And now he puts it into motion, gets in the paint, kicks out to Wattenbarger. Hunter Wattenbarger, jump shot, right elbow, too strong off the back of the iron, rebound, Eli Smith, desperation, three! So close, but no good. First half ends, what a dandy we've got going here in the District 7A title game. Pickett County leads by 5, 30-25 over Clay County. Stay right here, folks, for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here for the District 7A Boys Championship, where Pickett County leads Clay County 30-25 at intermission. And it's been a good one so far as the Bobcats led by 4, 15-11 at the end of the first quarter, and then expanded their lead to 10 twice, including late in the second stanza before Clay County closed out the half with a 7-2 run to cut it to 5 here at the break. For Pickett County, Zach Amonette leading the way. He had 11 points in the first quarter, buried 3 threes then, and he added 4 more in the second to lead all scorers with 15 here at halftime. Hunter Wattenberger has 5 for Pickett County. Heath Wattenberger, 2. Jacob Amonette, 5. And Eli Reagan, 3 points off the bench. For Clay County, Jimmy Burchett has 2 points. Eli Smith, 5. And both Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey, just outside of double figures, they have 9 each here at the break. Again, Clay County trails by 5. It's 30-25 in favor of Pickett County in a District 7A Boys Championship. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show and the second half here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Here at halftime, of course, 3 minutes left before this third quarter gets underway at Livingston Academy. Pickett County leads by 5, 30-25. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text any responses you may have to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 2016, head coach Rob Edwards captured his 8th district title with a 61-49 win over Clark Range. What Bulldog led the way with 22 points and 16 rebounds? I'll ask that again. In 2016, head coach Rob Edwards captured his 8th district title with a 61-49 win over Clark Range. In that game, what Bulldog led the way with 22 points and 16 rebounds? If you think you know the answer, send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Coach Watson, third meeting, of course, first time the teams met I think Pickett County had 5 points at halftime, ended up mercy roving them in their home gym in Birdstown. Certainly an embarrassing moment for them at that moment. They come down to Salina a couple weeks later, play a tough, tough game,
yeah.
A one-possession win in that one for Clay County, 46-43. So, no doubt, those losses fueling the fire that has them up by 5 here. What would you like to see different maybe in the second half?
We just got to get more. We've got to get involved in our offense, more people involved in it. We've got, I don't know, maybe get the ball, try to get the ball down the floor a little bit quicker. You know, they're dropping back and sticking 5 guys inside the 3-second lane. So they're going to stop that dribble drive to the basket by Strong. And he needs to hit a couple of outside shots. Jeff needs to get open for a couple of good shots. And we'll just face everybody on there. If they get a good shot, need to knock it down.
So I guess, you know, one of the big messages is just stay the course. Don't hit the panic button. You're trailing by 2 possessions.
Play your game.
Kind of, you know, if you ask Coach Edwards prior to the contest, would you take a 5-point deficit at halftime? No doubt he would have loved to have been the one with the 5-point lead, but he probably would have signed up and said, yeah, we'll take a half of that close ball.
We haven't played one of our better ball games.
So we're going to switch into the floor here. Perhaps the hoop off to our right will be kinder to the Bulldogs, and the hoop to our left will not be as kind to the Bobcats down the stretch here.
Maybe we can get the ball in that vacuum.
Yeah.
Let's pull them in.
Third quarter action underway. Clay County's going to be traveling to our right during this second half. If you're familiar with the gym here at Livingston, they'll be going towards the student section. Pickett County will be headed towards the reserve seating section at the other end. Grant Strong with it. Inside to Keaton Arms to open up the half. Spins into the paint. Shot no good. Rebound Hunter Wattenbarger. That was a good look by Keaton, and it wanted to fall. It just simply didn't. It rolled back out. Pickett County, first possession of the second half. Heath Wattenbarger with it. Gives to Zach Aminette. Aminette defended by Burchett. He goes inside. Kicks back to Heath Wattenbarger. Jump shot good. So Aminette drew 2 defenders for Clay County. Kicked to his open teammate of Heath Wattenbarger. And Clay County pays on that one. 32-25. Pick it up by 7. Strong with it out top. Long jump shot. Little off the mark. Rebound Will Aminette. Wanted to say Will Ogletree for some reason. And Will has been graduating from Clay County for a while and didn't play basketball, so. Pickett County with a second opportunity here. A 3-pounder no good from Zach Eminette, rebounded by his brother Jacob. And now the other brother Will travels, so all 3 Eminettes got involved on that trip. Clay County taking back over. 6:52 mark, third quarter. They do trail by 7, 32-25. Jimmy Burchett, left wing. Jeff Spivey, left corner. Inside to Keaton Arms. Arms working hard. Shot off the glass. No good. Pickett County with the rebound. Will Aminette gives to brother Jacob. He drives, shoots, misses everything. Rebound Eli Smith. Gives to Grant Strong. Strong quickly. Gets into the paint. All the way to the rack and scores. Nice finish there by the Mr. Basketball finalist. We need more of that from Grant here down the stretch. 6:12 and ticking, third quarter. Pickett 32, Clay County 27. Pickett in no hurry. Both teams know that every possession better be of high quality, Thomas, down the stretch here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Looking for Aminette here on the baseline too, Daniel.
We give it to him, and he scores. Miscommunication.
You can't give a guy the baseline.
Must have been some miscommunication defensively there. Because you just don't let Zach Aminette have an open look at the baseline like he had right then. Pickett back in front now by 7, 34-27. Clay with the ball. Spivey out top. Swings to Strong. Now Burchett in the corner. Jimmy with it. Back to Eli. He fires a 3. Missed the mark. He goes out of bounds. He hit one earlier. I was hopeful that time. It looked true from here, but it was wide of the mark. He missed everything. Coach Edwards calling a timeout. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Come back and repeat that trivia question.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Piggott County leading 34-27, and they'll be inbounding here. Next opportunity, again, I will repeat that Subway Trivia Challenge question because we hadn't had a response yet. Certainly want to give away that free 6-inch sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker. Piggott with the basketball. Will Amonette out top, being defended by Nye Smith. Gives to Hunter Wattenbarger. He's defending by Spivey. Back out the wheel. Now to younger brother Jacob. He drives. Kicks back to Will Amonette. Three-pointer top of the key. No good. We've got to get some rebounds, and we do not that time. Heath Wattenbarger pulls it down. Gives Piggott County another opportunity. They already have a 7-point lead, Coach. We don't need to give them multiple chances.
No, we don't. We need to get on the board. Looks like we got guys assuming everything they shoot's going to go in.
And in the first half, it did, unfortunately. Piggott with it. Jacob Amonette killing a little time. Now gives off to Wattenbarger.
See Coach Amonette kind of letting air out over here, trying to limit possessions for Clay County. Going to hold the ball a little while. And they're going to pick up Jeff Spivey. I'm sorry, Jimmy Burchett picked up his second foul. Kind of running through a screen right there, Daniel. Could have went either way.
Second foul for Spivey.
Actually, Burchett.
Burchett. You did say Jeff, didn't you, though?
I did originally, but it was on Burchett. Now, they just picked up his third right there. Same type thing. Burchett is trying to fight through screens, and, you know, the refs are letting it happen.
Piggott going to inbound again. This all came because of Heath Wattenbarger's offensive rebound.
Yes.
Zach Amonette in the paint. He travels.
That's twice you said Zach Amonette's traveled, Daniel. Well, that don't just happen. Eli Smith and others with the defense right there forcing those turnovers. Great intensity from the Dogs on the defensive end.
Jimmy Burchett, right corner, gives to Strong. Grant with it, almost lost the handle. Picks it back up, resets, gives to Eli. Clay County trailing here by 7, 34-27, halfway through this third quarter. Spivey with it, it's stolen away from Jeff, but with Amonette, he's into the front court, gets to the rack and scores. Jimmy in position, but playing with three personals, was afraid to contest there and pick up his fourth. Kind of one of those live to fight another day moments. Strong, spin, shot up, no good, tip back good. Grant not getting a lot of contact calls here in this district tournament. He's having to fight through contact. And here a block is by Strong. He comes the other way into the front court, feeding it, shots up and good.
And here he comes. He's fighting, like you said, contact on back-to-back buckets there for Strong as Amonette gets another open look.
Piggott County's turn to cheer. Zach Amonette knocks down his fourth three-pointer of the night. Jimmy Burchett into the front court. Jump shot, no good. But a foul call. Jimmy going to go to the line to shoot two. 3:21 mark up this third quarter. The pace starting to pick up. 39-31. Piggott with an 8-point advantage. And Burchett at the line to shoot two. Big free throws here. Of course, all of them are, even the opening free throws of the first quarter.
Absolutely.
We all like to put such emphasis on
these. That's a lot of people forgetting basketball games. They remember that those foul shots the guy misses in the last 10 seconds. They forget about the 10 they missed in the first 30 minutes.
Exactly. Burchett hits the first. Second one's away. No good. Rebound, Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger in a trap, passes to Will Amonette to get out of it. Amonette across the timeline, and he travels. No whistles blow, though.
You can't call a timeout.
And Piggott County has been granted a timeout, and they didn't have possession of the basketball. One of the worst calls I've seen, Thomas. We're going to go to break along with them. I'm some man, I need the hush.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, coming out of this timeout. Peaky County with the ball, 3:07 mark, third quarter, 39-32 the score, 7 points advantage for the Bobcats. Hunter Wattenbarger out top, gives to Zach Amanea. Now Heath Wattenbarger, back to Jacob Amanea, just weaving around the perimeter with it. Clay County continuing with this man defense. Zach Amanea with it. Eli Smith going to contest him. He creates separation. Bit of one-on-one action here. Zach gives the wheel. Wheel shot up, away, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Strong with it now. Grant into the front court. Before the timeout, Grant getting into a streak, playing some good basketball, finding the bottom of that bucket. 2:30 and ticking, third quarter. Strong with it, left wing, gives to Jimmy Burchett. Baseline drives, turns back out. Now Grant with it, spinning shot, good. Strong playing some big, big basketball down this stretch here. And Jacob Amanette was rolling around on the floor. For some reason, he appears okay. He's back up on his feet now. Pick it on the inbound. Hunter Wattenbarger with it. 2 minutes left in the third. Guys, we've got a five-point contest. Pickett 39, Clay 34, District 7A title game, in case for some reason you didn't know that. Zach Amanette, right wing, gives to Hunter Wattenbarger. Now to Heath. Slowing it down.
No, they're not going to shoot it very much. You're going to have to do something.
We see Strong stepping on Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger dishes to Will Amanea. Back to younger brother Jacob. Like you say, Coach, they're going to just kill a lot of time here. They have no shame in that. I don't blame them. Five points to lead.
They've got a lead.
Minute and a half left in this third quarter. Thomas, haven't let you say that in a while. Got anything?
Not really. Grant Strong coming on here in this second half, Daniel. He's up to 17 points. He's got 8 in the quarter. Also, Zach Amanette, the other Mr. Basketball finalist, he's got 23 so far. He's also had a big quarter. He's got 8 in this third quarter also.
Keaton Arms called for a reach-in foul. Keaton had seen enough of keep away. He wanted the ball himself.
Yeah.
Almost picked it off, but a foul call on his third personal. Pickett on the inbound. Zach Amanette, three-pointer left wing, too short. Pickett County got the rebound. Will Amanette came up with it. Now Zach, he scores from the left block.
Guys, there's no excuse for that.
Clay County now on the other end. 50 seconds left in the third. With Amanette's bucket, Pickett back up by 7, 41-34. Grant Strong with it, left wing. Now Eli Smith out top. Jimmy Burchett right wing. Jeff Spivey, three-pointer, top of the key.
Good.
Knocks it down. Spivey with a huge bucket. 41-37, 4 points the difference. This is the closest Clay County's been in a while. Hunter Wattenbarger tries to answer on his end. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Eli Smith. Back to Spivey. Now Strong, 20 seconds left in the quarter. Grant slows it down, gives Eli Smith. He scores for a left block. Clay County now, back within 2 points, 41-39. Will Amanette in a trap. He gets out of it, crosses the timeline, loses the handle on the basketball, and Clay County with 5.4 seconds left in the third. Coach Watson, an opportunity
absolutely
to tie or take
absolutely
the lead.
We just need to get us. We got 5 seconds to get a good shot, tie this game up.
Here we go. Ball inbounded to Strong. 4 seconds. He crosses the timeline. Top of the key. 3-pointers away.
Oh.
A little wide of the mark. Third quarter ends. Clay County trailing by 2. 41-39. We've got 8 minutes left to settle the District 7A championship.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollowLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, one final quarter. In regulation, at least, last year's District 7A championship went to overtime between these two squads. Seguin County with the basketball to open the quarter. Here we go. Bobcats 41, Clay County 39. I wish we did not have a quarter exchange there a few moments ago because Clay County had all the momentum. Hopefully they can continue. Zach Abernand underneath. This is the shot. Rebound Keaton Arms. Gives to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett ahead to Spivey. Jeff, three-pointer right wing. Ooh, almost. Rebound Strong. His putback no good. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. So Strong, in his senior campaign, the Mr. Basketball finalist, going to the line to shoot two free throws that could tie this game up. Hits the first. 1 point the difference, 41-40. Clay has trailed this entire game, I think. He hits them both. Big shots by a big-time player. We're tied up, 41 all. Fourth quarter, 7:35 and ticking. Full court pressure being applied. Piggy County beats the pressure. They get it to Wattenbarger. Now he passes to his brother, and they score. Good ball handling.
We've
got to
get back after the ball gets through that first line.
Pickett back in front, 43-41. Strong goes to the floor. Gets away to Smith. Burchett going to be hit. Burchett went down hard. Fortunately, okay. Hunter Wattenbarger unintentionally almost drove Jimmy into the Pickett County student section. As I say, though, unintentionally. So Jimmy going to go to the line where I think he's 2 of 2 on the night. Thomas shakes his head. I'm wrong on that.
1 of 2. You're close.
Better than 0 of 2. 7:16 mark, fourth quarter. First one's away for Jimmy and good. We've said it once, we'll say it again. Jimmy Burchett plays his best ball in the most, you know, crucial times.
No doubt.
Second one's away, misses that one. So two trips to the line for Jimmy tonight. 1 of 2 on each of those. So Clay County trailing by one, 42-43, 7:05 and ticking, fourth quarter. Pickett with the ball and a one-point lead, and they have turned it over. Pickett County.
Once again, they didn't just throw it out of bounds, Daniel. Who's the pressure of the senior, Eli Smith, on the outside on Zach Amonette. Defensive intensity is the key for these Bulldogs right now. Get some in transition, get some possessions, and they've got one big one right here.
Strong with it, right wing. Gives Eli Smith. Smith the arm. Shot up the right blocker.
Good passing.
And a steal on the inbound. Red Strong takes it away from Pickett, and he fouls. Strong going to go to the line. And Clay County with the momentum here. 6:37 mark, fourth quarter. The Dogs with a one-point lead. And Joseph Amonette wants a timeout. We're going to stay with you. Because I want to explain a thing or two here. And then come back and repeat that trivia challenge question. So 6:37 left in the regulation. Pickett County 43, Clay County 44. When they come back from this timeout, Grant Strong's going to be at the line to shoot two. So here was tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. Nobody has offered a response yet. In 2016, head coach Rob Edwards captured his 8th district title with a 61-49 win over Clark Range. What Bulldog led the way with 22 points and 16 rebounds? If you think you know the answer, text it to us at the Horizon Sports Network hotline, 931-397-9004. 2016 district championship game, what player led the way with 22 points and 16 rebounds?
I remember that game very well, Daniel.
Right here in this gym, of course.
Sure was. That was back when you started loving the District 7A tournament here at Livingston Academy during that time. And a big win for Coach Edwards, and big-time play by that unknown player.
Clay County trying to win their eighth district title in 10 seasons. They do have a one-point lead. I think that's their biggest lead of the night is one. Strong in the line to shoot two. First one's away. Good. Here in this fourth quarter so far. What have you missed, Thomas? Everything's good. Second one's away by Grant. Also good.
Two big foul shots.
Yes, sir. 6:35 and ticking. Clay County up by three, 46-43. Eli Reagan with it, the freshman across the timeline, puts on the brakes at right wing, gives back to senior Will Amonette. Head coach Joseph Amonette up, giving out instructions to his team. Hunter Wattenbarger now with it, sets up at right wing, gives back to Will Amonette. So what's Pickett County trying to create here, coach? An open look for Zach Amonette?
I believe so.
Zach with it, defended by Eli. They give it to Wattenbarger. He drives baseline. Wattenbarger almost steps on the baseline.
And
another turnover. Once again, great defense. Hunter Wattenbarger.
Good job for Grant Strong guarding that baseline.
Sure was. It was that disruption that he created that made the pass go out of bounds. We have a correct answer from Jennifer Copas. She says White Mabry was that player. I asked that thinking that everybody would guess Tyreek Key, Tyreek a junior in 2016. But correct me if I'm wrong, but this is Rachel Copas' mother, right? One of our great lady dogs from over the years.
Probably so.
I think I'm right on that. If I'm wrong, I apologize, Jennifer. But either way, White may be the correct answer. So if you will send us via text message to this same number, your mailing address, we'll be happy to get you fixed up with a free 6-inch Subway certificate from the Salina location and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon. Grant Strong, baseline, scores!
Great move. Great smooth move with that left
here
hand.
Here he comes, Daniel. Grant Strong up to 23 on the night and has given Clay County this lead.
5 points the lead, their biggest of the contest. With them in the front court, gives to Brother Zach. Three-pointer, no good. Well, they say he was fouled by Keaton Arms. Keaton picks up his fourth personal. You know, you've got to call that. Keaton got there late.
Yeah, he got late.
And he didn't even mean to touch him. Momentum carried him there, but the official has to call that. I get it. So Zach Amonette at the line to shoot three free throws. Don't have percentages on Pickett, but you know it's high. First one's away and good. So the five-point lead turns into a four-point lead with two more free throws to come off the hands of Amonette. Second one's away and good. Going to take a moment there, and I'm going to get right back to this game. But Rachel Copas, what an outstanding lady dog. She was all-time assist leader, if I'm not mistaken. And that's not only for Clay County High School, but extending back to Salina High School and some of the records for Mr. Sims years there as well. Amonette good on all three. Okay. We have us a three-point contest. Clay County with the lead, 49-46. He missed one of them, didn't he?
No, they made them all. 48-46 should be the score, Daniel.
They've got 49-46 on this end.
Huh.
So we'll take it. We've got a three-point lead, according to the board. Bryce Bailey inside. Jump shot good.
Great pass by Eli Smith.
Eli with the assist. Bryce with the finish. And Clay County, just like that, back in front by five again. If the scoreboard's right, 51-46. 4:50 and ticket. Hunter Wattenbarger into the paint. He scores from right block. Both teams starting to do battle back and forth now. 4:40 and ticking. Clay up by three. Coach Edwards calmly sits over there on the bench. The opposite of that, Coach Amonette up on his feet. That's the way I'd be too. He can't stand it. He's got to move around. I don't see how Coach Edwards sometimes so calmly sits there in these big contests, but there he is. Burgett with it out top. Clay County playing slow here. Both student sections cheering off to our right. Burchett with it at right wing. Now Bailey tries to work inside to Spivey and a foul called against Zach Amonette. Clay Kenny going to inbound from their own baseline. That is five team fouls for Pickett. Clay has four here. So an evenly called contest. That's one thing we've not done much tonight.
No.
Is complaining about officiating. A time or two. Strong inbounds it to Arms. Arms back to Strong. So Grant with it. Halfway through this fourth quarter, Clay County leads by three, 51-48. Grant with it about 2 feet in front of the timeline. Now gives to Eli. Clay in no hurry, Thomas.
Now we've seen a little bit of the playbook out of Coach Eminette's playbook right here, kind of slowing it down. Coach Evers trying to get Pickett County to come out and guard. We'll see how long this goes.
I'd be okay if it went on for a while, but I'll probably wander off into some other topic, you know, because I'm just a talker. I guess that's why you got me doing this job. But now we see Wadmarger step back out. Strong puts it into motion. Gets into the paint. Shot no good. Rebounded by Zach Amonette. Lots of contact on the shot attempt and the rebound attempt, but no whistles blow, so they're letting them play here in this big contest. Pickett back with the basketball. 3:05 and ticking. 51-48. Now we'll have to see how patient Pickett is as they trail by three.
They're going to run their half-court offense here, and this is where Clay County defense excels, Daniel. Guarding in the half-court, Eli Smith on Zach Amonette out top. Grant Strong helps off, and Jacob Amonette fires a three.
Ooh,
no good.
What a good look he had. It was no good, as you say. Spivey with the rebound. Jeff comes down, sets up it right wing, wants to drive, works against Zach Amonette, spins, shoots, and he's fouled. Jeff Spivey, the offensive aggressor that time. And Jeff goes to the line. As I mentioned earlier, an 81% free throw shooter on the season from there. 2:32 mark of this fourth quarter. Clay County 51, Pickett County 48. The teams have met in eight prior district tournament championships under Coach Edwards' tenure. Clay County 7-1 in those eight prior title game appearances. Spivey hit the first. Second one's away.
Got
perfect.
It.
Did not hit anything except the bottom of the net on either shot. 2.5 minutes left to settle it here. 5 points the lead for Clay County. 53-48. Pickett with the ball. Jacob Amonette, right wing, gives the older brother Zach. Zach works against Grant Strong. A nice matchup here. Gives off to brother Will. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Keaton gives to Grant. Now it's really time to slow down perhaps. Grant's got other ideas. Into the paint. Dishes off to Smith. Eli with it. Now we're going
to
come back. Strong fires a three. That could be. And we've got a technical foul that's being called here. A technical foul is being called against Grant Strong after making the three-pointer. Three-pointer's good. Coach, what did he do? Did
he made some kind of motion, apparently.
Okay, so we've got two fan bases, half of them mad, half of them happy. Zach Amonette down here to shoot these two free throws, and he misses the first one. Perhaps the biggest cheer out of the entire crowd all night is the Clay County faithful applaud that missed free throw. Amonette fires the other one. It's good.
All right, now we've got to get some good defense now.
7 points the difference. So Strong's triple counted from left wing. It put Clay County up 56-49. Amonette's one made free throw brings it back to a 7-point difference, 56-49. Pickett, of course, has the ball here. We're not sure what Grant did. Some kind of motion, I guess, after the three-pointer. Or maybe he said something.
Celebrated too hard, I think.
Pickett on the inbound. Will Amonette with it. And he goes to the floor, gets to his brother Will, and Will looks to be hurt as a three-pointer's taken and hit by Jacob. The bucket counts. I'm sorry to say that Will Amonette is on the floor. He tore his ACL back earlier this year. If we're going to go to injury timeout, certainly hope Will's okay. Minute 45 left in contest here, 56-52. He's already back up, so we're not going to go to break. Now, he is hurting, though. We're going to play one ad and come back as they tend to Will Amonette, the senior point guard for Pickett.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, Will Amonette has been helped to the bench. I'm afraid he may be done for the night. It is the leg he's wearing that brace on, his right leg. He tore his ACL less than 6 months ago, and he may be done. Clay County with the lead and the ball. Minute 25 and ticking. Jimmy Virtue gets away with an extra step there. Clay County maintains possession. They have a four-point lead, 56-52. Remember, before the injury timeout, Will Amonette had hit a triple that had drew this back to a four-point contest. Grant Strong with it, right wing. Minute 9 left and ticking. Kicks across toward the Burgett. Now Eli Smith. Eli gets away to Grant. Pickett wants to foul. They're not doing it yet, and now they do. 57.4 seconds left. Grant Strong going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Was it Grant that was fouled?
Yes, it was, Daniel.
Okay, so Grant going to be at the line shooting the front end of a 1-1. Clay has 5 team fouls. Pickett has 7 team fouls. Most importantly, Clay has a 4-point lead, 56-52. 57.4 seconds on the clock. Front end's away, no good. Rebound, Hunter Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger across the timeline. Penetrates the right side of the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Jimmy Burchett. He fights through contact and a foul call. Heath Wattenbarger, I believe, called for the contact foul. 45 seconds left on the clock as Jimmy goes to the line at the other end. This will be the front end of a 1-1. Stay with us once this goes final. We'll do the Eco Panels Bulldog wrap-up on the Farm Bureau postgame show. And we'll announce the all-tournament teams as they announce them here live at Livingston Academy. Burchett hits the front end, coach, earns the right to shoot the second. Clay County in front by 5. Make it 6. Burchett hits both of those free throws. Clay County up by 2 possessions, 58-52. Pickett with the ball. Jacob Amonette picks up the dribble, kicks to Wattenbarger. 35 seconds left. Fires a 3-pointer top of the key. No good. Rebound Spivey. Jeff with it. He's going to be fouled by Heath Wattenbarger.
You don't want to do that, Daniel.
No. Spivey is an excellent, excellent free throw shooter and has played so well in this district tournament. A couple of huge free throws here. If he can do what Jimmy Burchett just did and knock both of them down, this could put it on ice. Clay leads by 6, 58-52, 29.2 seconds left. Spivey at the line shooting the front end of a 1-1. That was the 9th team foul against Pickett. He hits it. So Clay now up by 3 possessions, coach. Jeff with another one to come here. It's away and good. Beautiful.
You're muted.
Timeout taken. Full timeout. We're going to play one ad and come back. 29.2 seconds left. Clay County has an 8-point lead. Half a minute away from their rate title in 10 years here in the district.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy to find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, 29.2 seconds, picking on the inbound. Zach Amonette with it, crosses the timeline, sets up at right wing, running short on time. Down to 22 seconds, 3-pointer, Jacob Amonette, top of the key, it's good. Now that draws it back, another timeout taken, it's a 30 seconds, we'll stay on air here. 60-55, Clay leads by 5. 19.7 seconds. Coach, we know what's coming. An immediate foul.
And we got to go back up there and hit the foul shots again.
So we're going to inbound probably to nobody besides Stronger's five, you think?
I'd bring them both up, put everybody else on the other end of the court, Daniel, and try to get it into one of them, let them set a screen for each other, something like that. But, you know, I don't know that you'll see Pickett County go for the steal. They're probably just going to foul immediately.
Yeah, well, that's true. 60-55. They may try to foul before the inbound. The pass seem occurred.
Could.
Right?
They could do a hack a shack and go pick out Burchett or one of these others that maybe doesn't have the greatest percentage, but we know how well they shoot them late in games, Daniel.
Foul any of them. They'll be good. So 19.7 seconds left here. Clay up by five. 60-55. Third time that these teams have met this year. Clay has swept them. In fact, they've won 14 straight in this series. And here's an even bigger stat. I love to say this one. In the last 28 meetings between these teams, Clay County has won 26. Pickett has won 2. That goes back to 2014.
Well, it's just like you said in the opener, Daniel. Total dominance here for Clay County in the last, I don't know how many years. And they've done it again tonight. They've taken Pickett County's best shot here. 18 seconds to go, and Spivey gets the inbounds. They immediately
foul him. Good
out-of-bounds
play to get the ball in Jeff's hands.
Yes, it was.
He's headed to the line, Daniel, and we know what happens then.
Now we're in the double bonus.
Spivey going to have two, like Coach just said. Double bonus now, 10th team foul. So Jeff with a chance to extend this 5-point lead to 7 if he can make them both. First one's away. Good. So up to 6 points now, 61-55. 18 seconds left in this contest. Second one's away and good. So Jeff puts Clay County back in front by 3 possessions, and this one's going to be done. 22-year head coach Rob Edwards and the defending Class A state champs are going to win this district for the 8th time in 10 years as Zach Evanette misses a 3-pointer. Jimmy Burchett the rebound. Grant Strong with it. And we're down with authority. A huge dunk,
yes, sir,
to put an exclamation mark on this 2022 District 7A Championship game. Take nothing away from Pickett County. They are an outstanding ball club, well coached, great players. Clay County, for the 15th time in a row in this series, though, just a little too much for the Bobcats. We're going to go to break here. This one's final. Thomas, give them that final score.
64-55.
Pretty exciting ball game.
Certainly
guys.
Was. 11 points the difference. We're going to go to a short break, come back, do the Eco Panels Bulldog wrap-up on the Farm Bureau postgame show and announce the all-tournament team as they hand it out here live.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau post-game show. Clay County's boys are District 7A champions after winning tonight. They move on to 19-6 on the season. We're going to go ahead now and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. If they start announcing all tournament, we'll interrupt for that.
What a game. That's really all I've got to say. You know, Clay County took Piggott County's best shot again, and we see who comes out victorious, the Bulldogs. Well,
the cream rises to the top.
It does rise to the top, Coach. You're exactly right. But what a game it was. And yeah, it was a different game than we've seen. We've seen so many different types of games between these two teams. Well, in this one, Clay County trailed the entire contest until about 6 minutes to go. And like you said, Coach, the cream rises to the top in the end. Grant Strong paced this team down the home stretch to the district championship.
Well, you know, when you play someone that third time and they basically just back up and say, hey, Strong's not going to beat us, but he still managed to get the job done with the help of Jeff Spivey, when he picked up the big shot. Eli shot out of the corner over there. Yeah. Some of those things. Burchett with the foul line. This is not a one-man team right now.
That's right. We're playing our best ball because of it. Everybody's coming together.
No doubt about it. But, again, Clay County trailed by 4 at the end of the first, by 5 at halftime, and then by just, what was it, 2-point game heading into the fourth quarter. And then Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey finished it off down the stretch. They outscored Piggott County 25-14 in that decisive fourth quarter, Daniel. When the game's on the line, Clay County steps up.
Always do.
Our kids don't fold when they get under pressure. Right. Seems like.
And I say it all the time. I said it in this broadcast. I send it all back to Coach Edwards. I think that's the personality that he demonstrates to them. He don't get tore up. He sits there in that chair. He talks to them. Hey, we're trailing by 10. That's fine. No big deal. We're going to be okay. And because I've seen coaches get all in a fizzle and a tizzy and get their kids in that same condition. You know?
Speaking from experience, you know, what the kids see you do, that they emanate.
Right.
And I know sitting there for so many years and not jumping up, not getting up, not screaming, just rolling up about 400 rolls of tape and throwing a tape ball. that's something the kids pick up on. They know if you have confidence in them, you know, and sometimes you big crucial time of the ball game, you call it, the other team calls the timeout and they come over and you crack a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you throw a joke out there at them. And they leave their lives out. They say, hey, Coach ain't worried. Why should we be?
Right. We're going to play ball.
We're going to go do what he told us to.
Clay County, the District 7A champs here tonight, but Piggott County, they played like champions three-quarters of this ball game, guys. Didn't hardly have enough in the tank to knock off the best team in Class A, but great game for them. Eli Reagan had 3. Jacob Amonette, 2 big threes left. Late, he had 11 points tonight. Heath Wattenberger had 8. Will Amonette had 2. Hunter Wattenberger had 5. And Zach Amonette finished with 26. 15 of those coming in that first half. He also made 5 three-pointers on the night. So we saw Zach coming out and getting some open looks tonight. A lot of those came in transition. Other times we were switching on screens, so there's a lot of different.
We didn't stay with him. He got about 3 or 4 easy layups.
He did. Easy layups and pulled up in transition and made a knockdown a couple threes,
yeah.
Too, Coach. And
but when the things tightened up, I think he tightened up a little bit.
He did.
That's kind of like us. When we come down and it's a real close ball game, which sometimes, you know, with these close games, you're a good shooter if you're afraid to shoot.
Right.
Because, you know, he don't want to be the guy that misses. Hey, if I'm going to miss, it's going to be a layup. It ain't going to be, you know, an outside shot.
Right.
And when you take so few shots, every shot is so important. Now.
Yeah.
You know, when you're taking 40 shots a night, two misses ain't too bad. But.
Yeah, as Clay County's coming to center court here, Daniel, to receive their 4th straight conference championship plaque.
Just an impressive sight. Thomas, you want to run down the scoring for Clay?
Will do.
Not
sure if I got it out or not. Zach Hammond had a great game. 26 points is what he finished with. Clay County, Bryce Bailey had 2. Jimmy Burchett, 6. Big free throws down the stretch. Keaton Arms, 2 points tonight. Eli Smith, 7 big points. We know about his defensive ability. And then here's your 2. That's the way it's been for the last several games. Jeff Spivey, 18 points tonight. Grant Strong, he has had 9 at the break, Daniel. He finished with 29. Outscored Amonette, scored 20 in the second half. Big-time players step up when it's time, and tonight was time for Grant Strong to do it.
Certainly was, and I don't think we're through talking about him, but right now we are going to wrap up the Bulldog Wrap-Up. It's been brought to you at Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. So now we are going to see the announcement of the all-tournament team. We'll share those. Red Bull and Springs, Colton Copas coming out. We still have the announcement of our own TDS top performer that we'll get to after they award all these guys out. So sophomore Colton Copas is a great player.
I've been really impressed with Copas. You know, when he made the first team all-conference for the regular season, you know, I won't lie to you. I was like, who's this guy? I knew they had some good players, but Copas has really stepped up here in the district tournament, and he's proved he is a first-teamer.
Austin Ducray from Gordonsville joining Copas out there. Also, Ryder Grisham from Gordonsville joining the all-tournament team.
This is a big win over Redbone and Springs there for Gordonsville earlier tonight. Kept them away from East Robertson, and those two guys were a big part of that.
Jacob Amonette, Hunter Wattenbarger coming out and joining the all-tournament team for Pickett County. And we've seen Zach Amonette come out as well. I would have liked to have seen senior Will Amonette added to it. Just, you know, I just like watching him. I like watching him play ball. Unfortunately, he re-injured that knee tonight. And now we move on to the Clay County accolades. It's going to be Keaton Arms, the junior post player, coming out first to receive the all-tournament trophy. Eli Smith, the senior defensive stud, comes out and receives his. Jimmy Burkett comes out to receive his all-tournament trophy. Jeff Spivey being named to the all-tournament team. And Grant Strong going to be the MVP here. We talked about it. Kind of a toss-up between Jeff and Grant.
On this one, I believe.
Yeah, on who could have been this MVP. So Grant Strong named the MVP. Almost could have did co-MVPs between him and Spivey. Both of them had a great district semifinal tournament. So one more time, district all-tournament team, Redbone Springs, Colton Copas, Austin Ducray, and Ryder Grisham from Gordonsville, Jacob Amonette, and Hunter Wattenbarger, Zach Amonette also from Pickett County, Keaton Arms, Eli Smith, Jimmy Birch, and Jeff Spivey from Clay County, and Grant Strong named the district 7A MVP. And 22-year veteran head coach Rob Edwards now receives the Coach of the Year trophy. So, Thomas, let's go ahead and take care of that TDS top performer from tonight's contest brought to us by TDS Disposal.
Well, he's the regular season conference MVP. He's the all-district tournament MVP here tonight. He won Mr. Basketball last season. He's the odds-on favorite to win it again this year. And to me, Grant Strong showed why tonight. we saw him face some adversity, especially early in this first half when Aminette was knocking down shots and playing better. You got to remember, those two, there's got to be a little something in their head that goes back and forth, a little bit of competition, even though they don't play really one-on-one with each other. But you got that competition going. So to me, Strong kind of fell into that trap early. He maybe took a few shots he'd like to have back, but then he settled in the second half, and he brought this team home, Daniel. And he did it, and Coach, he did it going to the hole, being patient, making the plays that he needed to make, and then taking the opportunity to score when he was giving them. Don't you think, Coach Watson?
Yeah, that's right. A pretty good
topic. Did you get that?
Kind of a head-to-head battle. Yeah, Strong, you know, and here's what I kind of like. You know, to be honest, Grant's been, for him, in a bit of a slump.
Okay. A little bit.
Now, he's been playing great basketball. For a lot of folks, a bad night for Grant's a career best for a lot of folks. But he has been, in for his own personal self, I'm sure he'd be the first to say it, been missing a few shots he's made all year long. But we see him come out in this second half for the first time in, honestly, quite some time that it's really felt like it truly mattered, because you get into these title games,
right.
These elimination
yeah.
games, they're different. They're different. And we see him come back, as Coach mentioned earlier, cream rising to the top. Well, it rose all right, because all the things that you wanted to see him doing, Thomas, in that first half, we talked at halftime, you know, he did them. Down that stretch, he took it over.
Right.
You said he's the best player on the floor. He needs to take it over. Guess what? He did.
He did, and like I say, but he didn't force it. He didn't force the issue whatsoever. He took what the defensive gave him, and he finished at the rim tonight. Grant Strong proved tonight there's no doubt he's the best player in this league, and to me, he's the best player in Class A, no question.
Absolutely. Tonight's top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, was Grant Strong. TDS Disposal, King Talk, serves all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So here's what we've got going for Clay County basketball. The girls will be at home Friday night. Right now, it's a 7 o'clock tip schedule. They'll be taking on Merrill Hyde. The boys are scheduled, initially at least, to play Saturday night from Joe Sims Gym against District H, number 4 seed, Knowledge Academy. It's also a 7 o'clock tip. I do know this. It's my understanding that Clay County High School Athletic Director and Boys Head Coach Rob Edwards is going to reach out tomorrow to Knowledge Academies, and I assume to Merle Hyde as well, and see if they would have an issue with playing a doubleheader on Friday night. Boys right after the girls, kind of add to the weekend perhaps, a little more rest for the boys team anyway, going into the tournament. So we'll see how that goes. At least by the bracket, girls play Friday night against Merle Hyde from Salina at 7 o'clock. Boys will play Friday night, or Saturday night rather, from Salina at 7 o'clock against Knowledge Academies. Yeah, we're going to cover them. Coach was asking off air if we just cover them. Yes, we'll have them live here on the Horizon Sports Network, folks. Thomas, final thoughts before we sign off.
Well, just what we thought going into this one, the word of the night, Daniel, is dominance, and that's what Clay County has been over Pickett County for quite some time. And this is the second time this season we've seen the Bobcats give Clay County all they wanted, but it's just not quite enough.
It's not. And I don't know that they can have a better shot than they did
right.
that. They shot the ball so well.
Great.
They're a great team. We love to dog them, but they're outstanding. Can't take anything away from them. Well, folks, that wraps it up for this District 7A tournament. We'll be back on our Friday night from Joe Sims Gym. So until then, for Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, and Fletcher Strong, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.